Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Micron Technology, ticker symbol MU, a heavyweight in the semiconductor space with a massive role in memory and storage solutions. If you're curious about whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell, especially with all the buzz around AI and tech demand, stick around. We're going to break down everything from financials to recent performance and even give you a peek into what the future might hold. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage for why Micron is such a big deal right now. This company has been around since 1978, and today it's one of the leaders in memory chips. Think DRAM and NAND, which are critical for everything from your smartphone to massive data centers powering AI applications. With the tech sector booming and AI demand skyrocketing, Micron is positioned right at the heart of this growth story. But as we'll see, there are some bumps in the road too. So let's dig into the details and see if this stock is worth your investment dollars. First up, let's talk about who Micron Technology really is. Headquartered in Boise, Idaho, Micron designs, manufactures, and sells memory and storage products worldwide. They operate through four key segments: compute and networking, mobile, storage, and embedded business units. Their products are everywhere: PCs, servers, mobile devices, and even automotive systems. With a market cap of around $476 billion and nearly 48,000 employees globally, this isn't a small player. They're a giant in the semiconductor industry, led by CEO Sanjay Mehrotra, who's been steering the ship with a focus on innovation and global expansion. Their mission? To keep pushing the boundaries of memory tech to meet the world's growing data needs. Pretty cool, right? Now let's get into the money, specifically Micron's revenue breakdown. For fiscal year 2025, the company reported a staggering $37.4 billion in total revenue. When we slice that by product, DRAM products led the charge with about $28.6 billion. That's the lion's share, driven by demand in data centers and AI applications. NAND products, used more in storage like SSDs, brought in $8.5 billion. Geographically, the United States was the biggest market, contributing $24.1 billion, followed by Taiwan at $5.7 billion, and China at $2.6 billion. This spread shows Micron's global footprint, but it also highlights some dependency on key regions like the U.S. for growth. If you're investing, you've got to consider how geopolitical tensions or regional slowdowns could impact these numbers. Moving on to earnings, Micron's recent performance has been a mixed bag with some standout highlights. In their Q2 2025 earnings, they reported revenue of around $8.1 billion, which was a significant jump year over year, fueled by AI-driven demand for memory chips. Net income for the full fiscal year 2025 came in at $8.5 billion, with earnings per share at 7.65. Compare that to fiscal 2024, where they barely scraped by with $778 million in net income and an EPS of 70 cents. This turnaround is impressive, showing how cyclical the memory market can be. They've clearly capitalized on the upswing in demand, but as we'll discuss later, sustainability is a question mark with heavy spending on the horizon. Let's zoom in on some insights from management during their latest earnings call for Q2 2025. The team was pretty upbeat about their positioning in the AI space, noting that data center demand for DRAM and high bandwidth memory, or HBM, is a major growth driver. They expect DRAM pricing to remain favorable through the year, which is great for margins. On the flip side, they did flag some challenges in the NAND segment, where supply still outpaces demand in certain markets. CEO Sanjay Mehrotra emphasized their strategy to invest globally in manufacturing capacity to meet long-term needs, while also maintaining discipline on supply to stabilize prices. It's a balancing act, and they seem confident, but investors should keep an eye on how these investments play out against market cycles. All right, let's pop the hood on Micron's financial health with a look at their key statements. Starting with the income statement for fiscal 2025, revenue hit $37.4 billion, up massively from $25.1 billion in 2024. Gross profit was $14.9 billion, reflecting a healthy gross margin of about 45%. Operating income stood at $9.9 billion, and net income, as I mentioned, was $8.5 billion. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets are at $82.8 billion, with cash and equivalents at $9.6 billion, decent liquidity there. Total liabilities are $28.6 billion, against a stockholders' equity of $54.2 billion, giving a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.21, which is pretty conservative for a capital-intensive business like this. Cash flow-wise, operating cash flow for 2025 was a robust $17.5 billion, though they're plowing a lot back into the business with significant CapEx. Free cash flow came in strong at $17.5 billion too, showing they've got room to maneuver. Overall, the financials paint a picture of recovery and strength, but the heavy reinvestment could weigh on short-term returns. Now, let's talk valuation. Is Micron overpriced, undervalued, or just right? At the current price of about $422.90, the stock's trailing PE ratio is around 40.25, which is high compared to the semiconductor industry average of about 135.46. Wait, scratch that. That industry average seems off, so let's focus on forward metrics. Looking at forward PE ratios for 2026, analysts peg it at around 9.43 on average, with a low of 7.47 and a high of 10.96. That suggests the stock could be undervalued if earnings growth continues at the projected pace. Price-to-sales ratio is 11.34, which is elevated, reflecting high investor expectations for future revenue. Enterprise value is $483 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of 2.48%, it's not screaming cheap, but it's not outrageous either, given the growth in AI memory demand. My take? Valuation looks reasonable if you believe in the long-term story, but there's risk if the cycle turns. Let's break down Micron's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a clearer picture. Starting with strengths, their Q2 2025 revenue of $8.1 billion and full-year growth to $37.4 billion show they're riding the AI wave hard. Their leadership in DRAM and HBM for data centers is a huge plus. Weaknesses, they're in a cyclical industry, and NAND oversupply issues could drag on profitability if not managed well. Opportunities are massive. Think AI, 5G, and IoT driving memory demand for years to come. Plus, their global investment in capacity could solidify their market share. Threats include intense competition from players like Samsung, especially in HBM for NVIDIA's supply chain, and geopolitical risks in key markets like China. Economic slowdowns could also hit demand. So, while Micron's got a strong hand, they're not without risks to watch. Let's take a look at Micron's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 5.67%, and over the last month, it's gained 17.31%. Zoom out to 3 months, and you're looking at a whopping 112.63% increase. 6 months, 250%. Over the past year, it's up 34.97%, and over 5 years, a staggering 396.26%. This is a rocket ship, driven by AI hype and strong earnings. But a recent 3.8% drop after an analyst downgrade from Summit Insights shows not everyone's convinced the rally can last. Trading volume spiked to over 73 million shares on that day, way above the average of 36 million, signaling volatility. Short term, I'd watch for pullbacks as potential buying opportunities, but momentum could stall if broader market sentiment shifts or if spending concerns grow. So, what's the final verdict on Micron Technology? Look, this is a company with incredible tailwinds from AI and data center growth, and their financials show they're capitalizing on it with a massive revenue jump and solid earnings recovery. Their balance sheet is strong, and forward valuations suggest there could be upside if growth holds. But, and this is a big but, the semiconductor space is cyclical, competition is heating up, and their heavy spending on capacity could pressure margins if demand softens. For long-term investors, I think Micron's a compelling play on the future of tech, but I'd be cautious about timing. Maybe wait for a dip given the recent run-up. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.